the Away Podcast is brought to you by Naked City Brewery.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 178 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Boom indeed, folks. Hey, we've got a great show planned for you this week. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year. Mine was good. My New Year's Eve, that is. I don't know how the rest of the year is going to go. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. We've got a great show planned for you. Old friend of mine, Tito Ramsey, of the band Legs, out of New York City, will be joining us here in the backyard shortly. Great chat. With Tito. He's in this great new band called Legs, which I hope you all check out. And we'll grace your ear holes with some of their tunes here coming up throughout the show. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Yeah, I hope you guys were all safe on New Year's Eve. I know I was. It was very very laid back, low key New Year's Eve, which is good. Like I'm, you know, on those big nights. You've got New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is the big one, right? That's the biggie. Let's see. St. Paddy's Day. Gosh darn it. Cinco de Mayo. All these kind of, you know, these holidays. It's kind of amateur hour, right? That's what my buddy Luke likes to say. That's what my buddy Luke and Kevin like to say. It's amateur hour. You don't want to go to the bars on those nights. I mean, you know, to each their own. If you like going to the bars on those nights, that's fine. I don't like, you know, wading through all the crap and waiting for all the crap, right? I mean, the places are nuts on those nights, and I'm not into that. I'm not into that at all. So anyway, we went to Marade. Tatum and I went to my buddy Luke's house, met up with our friend Kevin, our friend Jessica and Kevin, and we all just had to, you know, real laid back, low key New Year's Eve, just played some cards, played some Taboo, and then I wasn't even drunk, and I spilled champagne all over my lap, spilled it all over my jeans, smelled like a drunken sailor the next day, because I was just covered in it, just absolutely covered in it. It was awful, and I was just super embarrassed. Because I wasn't out yet. Just super embarrassed. Yeah. I wanted to talk real quickly about New Year's resolutions. I don't do these because first of all, I never accomplish them. Like I never succeed in my New Year's resolutions. Does anybody? I kind of doubt it. Right. It's a very small amount of people that actually accomplish anything with their New Year's resolutions. Right. I am one that does not. Like, maybe in the past, like, I've done a good solid 2 weeks of, like, you know, sticking with whatever I chose to do. Probably in the last, like, 5 years, if I've made a New Year's resolution, it hasn't resulted in any changes in my life. I've gained a lot of weight. I'll tell you, I quit smoking. I haven't been a smoker for 5 months now. It's been awesome. I feel good, but I've been filling my face with food, like, constantly. I cannot stop eating, and it's horrible. I feel like I might actually be less healthy than I was when I was a smoker. I've been a smoker since I was, like, maybe 12? Maybe it's 13. 12 or 13. Yeah. Been pretty much an everyday thing since I was a preteen. Nuts, right? That's over 20 years of my life has been spent on cigarettes. It's awful. It's totally awful. And now, like, I was getting to the point, like, I was going, like, pack a day, pack and a half a day. Never got up to two packs, which is good, right? But it was so expensive. And I was spending so much money on it. And then so much time, too, like, avoiding things that I knew that I couldn't do because I was a heavy smoker, right? Like, you know, walking up large hills. Because I didn't want to, like, look winded, right? I don't want to be that guy on the road that just is red in the face and huffing and puffing up hills. Actually, that wasn't that big of a deal. But I did like, you know, I wouldn't go on like long hikes or like bike rides or anything like that with other people for fear of looking ridiculous and looking, you know, being embarrassed about not being able to breathe, right? So now I haven't been a smoker for 5 months. And I'm still not doing those things. I'm not biking. I'm not hiking. I'm not doing any of that stuff. But I need to. I definitely need to because I have my weight has skyrocketed. And so for this New Year's, it's not really a resolution, but I did enter a bet with my dad. $200 for the first person who loses 20 pounds. Ooh, man, I could really use that $200. Oh, shit. I'm very nervous about this, folks, because I really don't want to pay my dad $200. There's two ways that this could go. Either my dad wins or this just goes on forever. Like, this nobody ever wins this bet. It's either, I see it happening one of two ways. Either my dad wins, loses the 20 pounds first because he's got way more willpower than I do. And he's retired, so he can, like, work out all day. I didn't even think about that. Holy crap, man. That's not fair. Shoot, I didn't even think about that angle. Oh my God, I'm gonna lose $200. He's gonna win, or it's just that this bet is never going. Nobody's ever gonna win the bet. We're too much alike, right? Nobody's ever gonna win the $200 because we're just gonna keep on adding on weight, or we're just gonna keep on pushing, kicking the can down the road, right? We can start tomorrow. We can start the diet tomorrow. Ugh. God, I hate that. I hate it. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, so that's what's going on. New Year's Eve was great. We already talked about that. Talked about my weight issues, which we'll talk more of here with Tito Ramsey. What did I want to say? Oh, I just want to mention this just in passing. I saw, like, maybe 12 accidents. Really, really bad traffic accidents today. Awful. It was so icy on the roads, and people, man, just slow the frick down. If you see one accident, and then, you know, once you slow down and pass that accident, you speed up to your normal speed and start driving like an a-hole again, you're going to get into an accident. That's what was happening today on the roads here in Washington. It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. We literally saw like 12 different accidents, like really, really bad ones. Like total rollovers and just like cars were totaled everywhere on I-90. It was crazy. It was crazy. I-90 is the interstate highway that goes from Seattle to east, right? Yeah, it was just people were just driving like maniacs because you can't see the ice. But if you see people, like, you know, every time we come up on one of these accidents, everybody would slow down and go around it. And then people would just speed up and be going along their merry way, right? And then we'd hit another accident that just happened. We saw so many accidents that had just happened. It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And it was kind of scary. And it just goes to show that there are a lot of people that are really bad at driving, guys. Really, really bad at driving. Yeah. Slow down out there, will ya? It's the winter. It's still winter, guys. It's still winter. If it's 30 degrees out and sunny, there's still going to be ice on the roads, dudes and dudettes. Slow down. Okay, let's do this, shall we? I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I am sorry. Let's get into it. Let's listen to this conversation with Tito Ramsey of the band Legs, which you guys should check out. They've got a great website. It's called feellegs.com. And it's a great, it's a cool little website. You can listen to some tunes. They've got an awesome video for this song, High Time, which we're going to be checking out here. And, yeah, all the information that you need to find out where they're going to be. Great website. Great website. It is really cool, man. I'm flipping through it right now. It's awesome. A band that makes music for the body. Man, I could use some of that music right now for my body, I guess. Yeah. Hey, remember, before we get into this, before we go to the musical break, remember, go to the archives page. You can check out all the old episodes of Air Raid with people like Pete Holmes, Bob Saget, Paul Scheer, Jason Manzoukas. Man, some great comedians. Dana Gould, all sorts of guys. Eddie Pepitone, and musicians like Chris Walla from Death Cab for Cutie, Macklemore. Let's see, Mudhoney, Presidents of the United States of America. All sorts of great stuff. David Bazan from Pedro the Lion. John Roderick from The Long Winters. All there at the archives page at www.air-raid.net. Go and check it out or download on iTunes. And remember, rate and review the show, people. It really helps out in the long run. All right, let's go with our first musical break here. This is called High Time by the band Legs. And we'll be right back with more of the Air Raid podcast for your ears. Stay with us, everybody. Your bullshit is high time, high time. You get along, move along. So sick of saying bye.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Legs with the song High Time. And joining me here in Backyard Studios is a very old friend of mine and the lead singer and the brains behind this this first EP, right?
Tito Ramsey.
Tito Ramsey.
Hey, Aaron. Good to see you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to have you back. You were on the show quite some time ago, my friend.
Yeah. When was it?
I don't know.
2 years ago? Maybe more?
Yeah. I meant to, like I told you earlier, like I meant to look this up, like when the last time you were here.
Uh-huh.
And as I told you earlier, I am a little bit tired because I stayed up late. And I'm also a little high on Vicodin right now.
Yeah. I'm a little hungover, so I think we're going to be a good match.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to work out perfectly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me tell you, let's just start right here.
Okay.
Tito, I'm going to tell you a story. All right. So a couple days ago, I got off work. I come home. I take my boots off, and my right foot is like super, super sore. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens sometimes. You know, I'm walking around like construction sites and stuff like that, and you know, we get a little bruise on the foot.
Sure.
You know, it happens, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a pussy.
No.
Okay. So I'm not going to whine about it.
Okay.
But anyway, it progressively gets worse and worse
as
the night goes on. And then the next morning, like I can barely walk. Huh. It feels like it's broken.
Which foot?
My right foot.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it feels like my foot's broken, mm-hmm. right? And so now I'm like, well, that's never happened before. But still, I am a man, right?
Sure.
And I'm not going to whine. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to power through. Right. I'm also very lazy. So I don't want to like, you know, go to the doctor or anything like that.
Right, right.
But okay, so
fast forward. Because that would be ridiculous.
No, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Right? Getting something fixed
yeah.
is just a bad idea all the way around. 5 days later, it's so bad now that I can't really walk on it in the morning. It hurts so bad. So I go to the doctor, and the doctor says, "How much weight have you gained in the last month?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like,
excuse me?
Probably about 15 pounds, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not in the last month, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have been nonstop eating since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I have gained some weight.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, he was like, well, it could be gout. Like
the old king's disease.
Yeah, the king's disease, man. From like eating too rich foods, you know, and like a lot of fast food and stuff, which I've been...
I know someone who got gout. In fact, Matt Peterson.
What?
Got,
really?
Got gout, yeah.
Old friend of ours.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
It hurts, dude. It's not gout, but it hurts.
Yeah.
I've heard, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But anyway, yeah. So basically, I hurt my foot by getting fat.
Really? Is that
It's true? Not broken. It's nothing. He couldn't find anything on the x-rays the other day. It was just like, I think you're kind of stressing the muscles in your foot because you weigh more.
Shoot.
Sad, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Try to lose weight, yeah. I guess. Yeah, yeah.
But how? You
can't
you can't walk. You're caught, you know?
That's true, man. That's true. Like, I'm stuck.
I know.
I'm stuck here.
I know.
Oh, man. This is a terrible place to be
in. It's a cycle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just need to quit eating like a maniac,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you know, having another kid on the way and one that's already kind of a terror is making that a little hard. Because I stress eat. I think that's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dangerous, that's a slippery slope, you know?
Yeah, it is. Do you have problems with eating?
No, I don't.
I don't think you do. You never have. You've always been kind of a slender guy.
Yeah, totally. I eat pretty healthily.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My wife cooks really healthily.
Yeah.
Is that
Are you
word?
Vegetarian?
Healthily?
Sure.
No. I eat meat. I eat a lot of meat.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I need meat.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know if I could ever cut that out of my diet.
Yeah.
I think that'd just be impossible for me.
Yeah.
That and cheese. Like I would never be able to like not eat dairy products.
But I mean, I just feel the aches and pains of getting older.
Do you?
You know? Yeah, totally.
How old are you now?
32.
You're 32?
Yep. Yeah. Born in 1981.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So we are from the same small town. grew up together. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, Tito and I grew up over on the Kitsap Peninsula in a little town called Indianola, which we both hold near and dear to our hearts, I believe. You just been over visiting.
It's not my family.
Yeah, yeah. Walked out on the dock for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Walked out on the dock. Did you hear about all that stuff that happened with the dock?
That's another show.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far into that because that's like super inside baseball, but
yeah.
That was just some crazy shit.
Totally crazy.
They shut down. So for those of you listening who don't know, we'll just give you a brief overview. They shut down this dock, this old, old ferry dock that is in our hometown that is really awesome, especially on a nice day to just go walk out on and enjoy the Puget Sound. But they shut it down because it's kind of rickety, right? And yeah. It was like this big scandal in our hometown.
They shut it down in the middle of summer too.
Right,
which was
right.
Kind of nasty.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
It's back open though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people just tore down the fence that they put up.
Right.
And
my mom being one of those people, I think. Really.
I'm sure. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it past the Ramses to stick it to the man in Indianola. But you have been living in New York.
Yes, Brooklyn.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How long now?
I think it's been about a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It just flew by. Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy big city. It's so different from here. Makes Seattle seem like a pretty small town.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've heard. I've never been to New York. I've always really wanted to visit, but never really.
You gotta go.
Had the chance.
You gotta go.
But here's my deal. Like being from our small town of Indianola, like I was even very uncomfortable with the thought of moving here to Seattle.
Yeah.
Like it scared the shit out of me.
Right.
So what, I mean, were you like that
in
any capacity?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
My wife and I had talked about it for a couple of years because there's so much art and music going on.
Right, right.
She does necklaces and jewelry and I do music. So it always kind of been on our radar, but I had been kind of scared to like make the leap.
Mm-hmm.
But then we just were like, we got to try it. So we just did.
Yeah,
I just picked a day to quit my job, and then we bought tickets and was like, it's just going to happen.
See, that's even more scary to me. Like you just basically just pick up, pick everything up and leave.
Yep.
With no job to like head over to. Like you didn't plan that out at all.
Risky.
That's way risky, man. Yeah. But you had some friends living over there too, though.
So really close friends and my brother and her brother.
Oh,
so we
okay.
had family.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So we're ready to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you have a place that, like kind of lined up to stay?
No.
Too,
well, yeah, we had a place to crash.
Yeah.
But we didn't know where we were going to live. But we found something within like 2 weeks. Just came together.
Oh, right on.
Everything came together really quickly. Yeah.
So tell me, like, was it when you did this, when you kind of, you know, jumped in to this pool, like
cesspool.
It really was it
is.
A big culture shock for you, though? I mean,
yeah.
Granted, you lived here in Seattle. Seattle is a moderately sized city as well.
It's beautiful. I love Seattle.
Yeah.
But
what was it? What was it like? What was the transition like for you? I'm interested about this.
Well, at first we just ate and drank. Like, we're in New York.
Yeah.
And that's what you do there, you know.
Yeah.
There's so many wonderful places to go out. We were just like, oh, my God, are we on vacation? It felt unreal. So we just went out, you know.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, my God, we've spent so much money in the last month. Like, got to rein it in. So then we'd, like, rein it in for, like, a week and a half and then do it again.
And then do it again. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But
because there's always,
fun.
Like, a new restaurant that you have to try out and stuff. Yeah.
But it was very fun at first. And finding a job was kind of tricky, but it came together, you know, through friend of a friend. I think that's how the way things work now. You know, you know someone who knows someone.
Definitely.
So I actually got a job working for Rudy's, the barbershop, Seattle barbershop.
Yeah, yeah.
They opened like a pop-up shop kind of, and they opened a barbershop like near the Flatiron District.
Right, right.
And so I worked in this like little pop-up shop. that didn't last for more than like 6 months or something. And then another friend, Lindsay Thomas, actually, who's Dave Thomas's sister.
Okay.
More North Kitsap connections.
Yeah, yeah.
Got me a job at Fellow Barber, which is an awesome little barber shop.
So wait, are you cutting hair?
I don't cut hair. I work the desk.
Oh, okay.
I check people in and buy stuff for the shop. I do a little management.
Gotcha.
A little supervision over the front desk. I own the front desk.
Nice.
Like, it's my zone.
So that explains the really nice haircut you have. Right
totally.
Now.
My beard is trimmed up so nicely. I wish I could show you.
It looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You can grow a good beard, man.
Yep.
Like,
it's
that's
in my genes.
That is, I am envious of that.
Thanks, man.
I've got little bald spots. Like, I have to grow it out super long on my cheeks and then kind of comb it over itself a little bit, you know?
Beard comb over,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because it grows really thick down, like, in the chinal region.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's a real word.
Yeah.
But chinal, yeah.
Yeah.
It grows nice and thick down there, but not so thick, like,
in
these spots, like, next on the cheeks.
Yeah, I mean, you might just have to not go with the beard, you know? You're just not that guy.
Hey, man. No. I like the beard.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually just recently shaved all of it off. I'm totally clean.
Oh, yeah.
Clean shaven right now.
A lot of beards in Brooklyn.
I'm sure.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's a very hip thing right now.
Yeah, well, it's natural, you know. It's just,
It's
coming back, you know.
Yeah. Goes with the caveman diet.
Yeah.
Paleo diet kind of thing. So yeah, keep going. Tell me what the rest of this transition was. You found it. You find a job. Irene, your wife, is working.
She has her own company, History and Industry, which is doing really, really well.
Awesome.
Jewelry line.
Yeah.
Moving to New York was really good for her.
Uh huh.
And making connections and.
Well, good. So you're loving it.
So yeah, we're loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad we did it.
You ever foresee yourself moving back over here?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally like my heart is pulled now in both places because there's so many people here that I love.
Uh-huh.
Like last night going to this big party, there's a space, Love City Love, that just opened on Summit and Pike.
Okay. One of the two.
Yeah. And it's just a big open space.
Yeah.
And the party was just like, it was so good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I could move back here.
Uh-huh. Saw a lot of old
friends. Do this every weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what the next 5 years is going to look like.
Yeah.
But we love New York. Like, I can't see leaving.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
It's like it's not too expensive for you, and you're.
God, it is.
You're able to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is too expensive, but whatever. You know, you just start paying something, and then you're like, oh, that money was just never there. To begin with, you know, you just don't see it.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. You gotta do some major budgeting.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So what's the definitive thing now? Like, as do you consider yourself a New Yorker now?
Well, I mean, I think the wonderful thing is that like people are there from all over the world.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I feel like a New Yorker, but I feel like I belong there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
So, I mean, I totally love it. Like, the band is, like, cracking.
Yeah.
We're hitting it hard. Everyone's really devoted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm in it to, like, win it with those dudes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That's great, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what... It might be the scale of things that scares me so much about, like, moving, you know, to a city like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have a lot of trouble finding my bearings. I'm also kind of like a homebody too, right? And so like if I didn't have like a nice size space to myself, I wouldn't be able to function very well.
Right.
Because I don't want to constantly be out, you know, on the street walking, you know, going to different places.
Right.
Like I'd rather have like a comfortable spot that I can call my own, right?
Yeah, it's tricky to find that.
Yeah, yeah.
In the city.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And maybe it's partly like being so far away from family, too. Is that hard for you?
It is, actually.
Yeah.
It's very hard. I miss them big time.
Uh-huh. But your brother lives over there.
He lives like over there. Yep.
Yeah. So, that's gonna be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about this new project you have, Legs.
Okay.
When you moved over to New York, did Legs like just all of a sudden just start up?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a party. It was a 4th of July party. I think we moved there in June.
Uh-huh.
And 4th of July, went to a party and just started talking with this dude named Juan. And I was like, I do music. He was like, I do music. We were like, oh, like, send me some of your stuff. So I sent it to him and he wrote me back and he was like, oh, I really like this stuff. I sent him the music that I played on this show whenever I did it with you last time.
Yeah. Like it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And so I was like, I got a brother who plays music. And he was like, I got a brother who plays music. And then we were like, oh, Charles Larson is an old like friend from growing up. Who had told me if I came to New York, he would want to do something together.
Yeah.
He's from Seattle as well. It was in the Kindness Kind and a bunch of other bands that did great music.
Delure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's great.
Totally.
So pretty much immediately we were all like, let's play music. Five of us.
Uh-huh.
And we just like made like Mondays and Fridays work.
Yeah.
And it just kind of came together really pretty easily.
Yeah. And now all the songs that you guys have on this first EP that you guys have put out here, this is all like, these are all your songs.
They started as my songs.
Yeah.
But they've become something that is totally unique to the band.
Uh-huh.
And the parts that were written were totally re-envisioned, I think, by each member.
Yeah.
Especially because the instrumentation totally changed.
Right,
So it really changed.
Yeah. But, okay, so when Charlie first, like, sent this to me, he sent this EP to me before you guys announced it.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, I was like, whoa, this is, it sounded really awesome.
Uh-huh.
And I was super impressed.
Thank you.
It definitely had the same feel of the originals, the original versions of all these songs.
Uh-huh.
But there was definitely, there was something behind it, right?
Yeah.
Like all of it worked. Mm-hmm. I think it just worked better. No offense.
Sure.
But it worked better with all these pieces kind of coming together there.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because part of the thing, I was doing all of this solo with a loop pedal, you know?
Right, right.
And you're so locked in that way, especially to create dynamic, and it's kind of spontaneous, you know, movement in the song. So I was like, I need to play with people again, you know? I got to get that back in the music.
Yeah.
So that's what we kind of strive to get going, was like those builds and, just like the richness of a bigger group sound. And creating that was a totally, we all kind of like just threw out ideas and we're like, what about this sound? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's two synthesizers.
So, I mean, did you feel like, because these are, or were your songs, these were your babies, right?
Yeah.
Coming into this.
Yes.
Into this. And, I mean, did you feel the need to like, you know, coach people in a certain way?
It
needs to sound more like this or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely had those feelings, and in a way everyone did.
Right.
We definitely kind of chased after a sound that I think I had in my mind at first.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of fun dance music in a way.
Yeah.
And everyone had a sense of, if it's feeling good, it's feeling good, and if the groove is just not there, it's not there. So we all kind of like tinkered away at them to get them to the point where everyone was like,
so you're cool with like people tweaking it and
stuff. Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know personally if I would be able to do something like that. Like I don't know if I would be able to let that totally go. Like if these were songs that I had for like years. That I had been trying to perfect on my own, and then somebody comes in and is like, okay, well, that doesn't work. Let's do this.
Right.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know if that would go over very well.
Yeah, you'd be like, no, thank you.
Get well, out of here. You're fired. Yeah, no.
You know, I think of the songs as just part of, you know, this big process of writing music, and I'm always kind of ready to get on to the next thing in a way. And so it was fun to re-envision them, you know. I didn't kind of feel like they had to be a certain way. I just wanted them to be good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it is tricky. It's tricky to be like a bunch of ideas in the same room.
Right.
It's really hard to write collaboratively and have it.
Is that something that you've had issues with? Is that why you were doing a solo thing in the first place?
I think because I play multiple instruments, it's easy just to sit down and track it all, you know, and just get the ideas out. So there's something about that streamline of that process that's like, whoa, this is great. But then performing live, you know, it's so nice to have those parts played, you know, live.
Right, right.
So it's just that balance.
Yeah.
For any group, I think it's just finding out how you work together and become a machine that functions really well, you know.
Yeah.
However that comes together. So we're still like figuring that out.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long have you guys all been together now?
Gosh. It's been like almost a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's working really well, man. And you guys have got a video out too for that song that we heard coming out of the first break there, High Time.
Yeah, the High Time video.
Yeah, which was great. I was so stoked when you guys sent me that video too. I was like, man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is really cool. It almost brought a tear to my eye.
Oh,
because
really?
I was like, that's great. That's awesome that these guys are doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
The video had some really talented people working on it.
Uh-huh.
So I felt immediately when we were working on it, like, oh, this is gonna come out well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's gonna look like, but there's a bunch of lights here and there's some great cameras and great ideas. So yeah, we had a really good time. I choreographed the dance for it.
You did that?
Yeah, which was really fun. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think the next move might be to like release the dance steps that I sent, like the little video I made that I sent to the dancers for them to learn it, to release it.
I think you should.
So that everyone can learn it.
I think you should, man.
My mom really wants to learn it.
That is a fantastic idea.
Uh-huh.
You tell Kathy to learn that freaking dance.
I will.
The thing that impressed me the most that you just kind of shot out of the water as we were standing in my kitchen is that when I first saw it, I was like, man, they rented a big boat and they're dancing on this boat.
Right.
But it's not a boat.
It might be.
It might be. Let's keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it a mystery.
Yeah, it might be.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, let's do this, Tito. Let's go to our second musical break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk some more.
Okay. Sounds good.
So this is off the EP. The EP is available to all of you at feellegs.com. You can download it straight from the website.
Yeah,
how much does it cost?
Just get it for free.
Free?
Yeah, we just put it up there for you guys.
Whoa, bro.
We just want to get it out, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's the way to do it now.
Free is the best.
Yeah.
So go and download the free EP at Tito's website, feellegs.com. This song is called So Obvious, and we'll be right back with more of the Ear Raid Podcast for your ears.
Get it.
Stay with us.
Not everybody understands how to separate fact from fiction. Your eyes are set by my breath that makes me want to dance. But I can't seem to move. Struck down by a look from you. Some people gotta know for hanging. Some people gotta get up and go. Need a bit more information. Tell me when to move fast or slow. Only your heart. I want you only to be mine. But I said don't be worried, baby, now. Only hold it for a while. But I said only your heart. want you only to be mine. But I said, don't be worried, baby, now. Only hold it for a while.
All right, welcome back. That was so obvious off of the free EP by Legs. And you can find that at their website, feellegs.com. Go do that, right? Download it for free.
Get it.
Spread it around. Start spreading the news.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome back, Tito.
Thanks, man.
Welcome to the backyard, dude.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. It's cozy. It's good to see you again, too, man.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, yeah. I know that, like, when we were growing up, you and I, we probably weren't the best of friends.
No. Right? We weren't close.
Yeah. You know? Here's the thing. Uh-huh. I was always super jealous of you.
How come?
Because you were always so talented.
That's just whatever.
And you were just, yeah, like your family is so laid back.
You're just going to embarrass me.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Just like, bashful or something.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Let me speak my piece.
Okay.
And then we'll be best friends.
Okay.
Forever. No, I think I get jealous of people if they're like super just laid back.
Uh-huh.
And don't appear to be stressed out about anything.
Because I have a constant anxiety. Yeah.
Over things. And like it feels like I have to work really hard at keeping relationships and that kind of thing. Like on a social level, on an emotional level,
right.
I have to keep my shit even, right? And it takes work.
Yeah.
And you seem like a person that like you're just like it's going.
I'm pretty even keel, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty even keel.
You always have been.
That's the way I came out.
And that's why that makes me jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I got you.
Yeah. Do you ever get flustered? Do you ever get like anxious and nervous?
Yeah, I do.
Are you a normal human?
Yeah, totally. I do. I deal with stress in really funny ways.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll get really tired.
Oh yeah,
just like really tired.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, whoa.
Go to bed at 6, kind of tired.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
So what makes you? What stresses you out? What's?
I think it's usually when. Gosh, I don't remember the last time I was stressed. Let me think about it.
See, this is what I'm talking about, man.
I think it happened once, and it felt weird. And I think I got tired and I slept it off. That's all I really remember about.
And then you were like, boy, never going to do that again.
Yeah.
That's totally. not going to let that happen.
Yeah. It was just no good,
No fun.
Yeah.
No fun.
I don't know. I think it's when I get in over my head or something I've extended myself too much. And then I realize that if I feel like I'm going to let someone down or I can't, I like things to be so balanced that if something does get a little out of whack, it feels really bad,
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sometimes not really the best at forward communication and direct, like, meeting things head on. Because I'm kind of like,
You're not a confrontational guy.
No, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost left this interview 3 or 4 times. Totally. I almost ran out the door.
Especially when I started this line of questioning, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. So, but that sometimes gets me in trouble because I'll not like, maybe speak my mind off the bat or something.
Right, right.
And then I'll get in a situation where they're like, what, where are you on this? If it's in a relationship or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll just stress myself out about like, I don't, why didn't I? And what am I trying to do? And then I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll just take a nap, a 4-hour nap and wake up and everything will be fine.
Right.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a bad move.
You know, and this is a conversation that I got into. I can't remember who it was with, but like confrontation, I'm super bad at confrontation as well, but I always seem to kind of come into it. Right.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I don't know, but like what my day job, like I have a lot of confrontations in my day job, which I'm getting better at. But when something like a situation arises with like a friend or something like that, where it's like, it'd be better to say something if, you know, something they did bothered me or something like that. Like I just dwell on it.
Yeah.
Like I don't say anything about it, and it just goes for years.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, and you're just, and you're stuck.
I know.
You're stuck after that point. It's like for me too, it's really weird because I'll remember like some stupid little tiny thing that somebody did, you know, 4 years ago. And then, you know, it'll eat at me for 4 years until, you know, there's no earthly point.
Yeah, totally.
To it's like gone. Bring it back up
the
and be like,
gone,
remember
yeah.
that time you fucking didn't pick me for the dodgeball tournament? You dick.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like 40 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, that's why I'm not investing with you.
Right.
Bob.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And he's
exactly.
Like, what?
And I don't know how we got onto this conversation, but you know, I just wanted that. I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah. It just happens. I think with people that grew up together, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Many people from Indianola share a weird wavelength.
Yeah, yeah,
mostly from their parents smoking a lot of drugs.
Could be.
Yeah, yeah. So you are. Let's talk about legs again
let's do a little bit.
You are in this band with your brother in New York, and
uh-huh.
there's another pair of brothers.
That's right.
In this band.
That's right.
Now, you being a very even keel person, I'm doubting that you and your little brother Jack get into many fights. Is there tension in the band?
We deal with stuff relatively well.
Yeah.
We definitely get into it in rehearsal just over ideas. Like somebody who likes it one way and someone's like, I'm not so sure about that.
Is it weird for the other people? Like,
no.
Me and my brother?
No, everyone gets into it.
Okay.
We're all like family now, I think, you know? And everyone's really good about like, I think, just like hearing someone else.
Uh-huh.
The trick is we're only in that rehearsal space for so many hours, so we got to make it work. Like,
right.
We got to come out of there with something.
Wait, are you renting this place hourly? Is this hourly
space? No, we have it.
Space?
We have it by the month.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we only have our schedules only line
up. Yeah, okay.
That kind of stuff.
That's what you're talking about.
So you got to make it count. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to just be burning your wheels like going like, you know, arguing about some little 4-bar, you know, deal or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or one note, you know. But it's easy to get caught up on that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, what if that note was just a little higher? And you're like, what? Wait, what are we even talking about after a while? So, I mean, I love getting into that stuff.
Yeah.
But as a group, we deal with it pretty well. My brother and I, you know, we go toe-to-toe a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. But in a good way. I think everyone does in the group. And then I think, leave it, you know? I don't think anyone's, like, worrying about...
Nobody takes it too seriously, like...
Not being picked for dodgeball, you know? I don't think that's going to happen. I hope not.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, everyone gets along really well.
Jack just knows that you would never pick him for dodgeball.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Right.
He
has small hands.
Can't palm the ball.
But, yeah, the working... we work together really well.
Good.
So,
yeah.
It's good.
I just don't. Are you pretty close with your brother? Have you always been pretty close with your brother?
Yeah.
I know you're very close with your sister, but I know your sister better than I know your little brother.
Yeah.
But I just don't, man. I don't know. I got a totally different family dynamic than you do, I think.
Yeah.
Cuz like working like when we were doing we just had like the pipes all replaced in the house, you know, and my dad came over and we had to go down into the crawl space and insulate all the pipes. And so as like my dad was like, okay, in order for me to come and help you do this, like if you say the F word, like the first time you say the F word down there, I'm out. Like I'm taken off.
He just doesn't stand for it. Huh?
Not anymore. Like he's had it.
Uh-huh.
He's had it with me because I will go off. Like if something, I spend a lot of my life, Tito, yelling at inanimate objects.
Uh-huh. Like rocks?
Like rocks and dirt.
Yeah.
And pipe insulation.
Gotcha.
You know, making sure that they know that I'm really mad at them for not working like they should.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, I think, like, me being in a band or in a tight and close space uh-huh. and working so closely with a family member, I don't think that would work out that great.
Yeah.
But for you, not that much of a problem.
No, no, it's great. I love working with my brother.
Is it pretty cool, like, being able to share the musical experience with a family member, too? Is that something that's kind of near and dear to you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's actually, you know, one of the biggest things that we do together as a family is play.
Yeah.
Play music.
And do you play music with your parents, too?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yep.
When you're, like, home, you guys just have, like, Ramsey jam sessions?
I did a few nights ago. Sometimes it's tricky to figure out exactly what to play.
Yeah.
But my dad is really into this Brazilian choro music. It's like folk music from Brazil. Uh-huh. And so he'll usually play, you know, the melody. My mom plays the accordion pretty well.
Really?
My dad has a little organ harpsichord thing that he plays uh-huh. classical music on. So he'll like play the melodies, and I'll usually just read the chords on the guitar.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah?
Some Irish music, mostly folk music.
Man, that's so cool.
Uh-huh.
That is so cool.
It's fun.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just kind of sits around and picks up an instrument and just goes for it.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool.
Uh-huh.
God dang. Yeah, I remember, and I think we talked about this the last time you were on the show, too. Like, your parents, like, would come to our elementary school and, like, I don't know, they would basically teach music or uh-huh. they would come and sing folk tunes and stuff to the classes and introduce people to weird instruments and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're musical people for sure.
And they used to teach too, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying earlier?
They both taught for years. Yeah. Just in the public schools in North Kitsap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they just retired. And now they just play music.
Yeah. And do they travel and tour and things like that?
No, they don't really perform
these
days. It's just kind of for fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Is your like ancestral home just like overflowing with instruments?
It is. There's a lot of them there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't turn around without bumping into like something with a string on it. there's lots of little things, ukuleles, mandolins, guitars.
Uh-huh.
My dad has this harpsichord organ. It's an electronic organ thing, you know?
Okay.
But it has a great sound.
Yeah.
Especially for playing classical music, because he's really into, like, Baroque music as well. He loves Bach.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Piano.
Yeah, yeah.
No one plays really... My sister plays the trumpet a little, but no one gets too far into the, like, horns.
Into the horns?
It, really,
Yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to play the trumpet.
That'd be like cool.
But it seems like, I don't know, I picked one up, you know, a couple years back and not really realizing how difficult it actually is.
Uh-huh.
You know, because most people like look at a trumpet and they're like, okay, there's three keys on it.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
You know, but it's so, so involved.
Yeah, you got to make all those other notes with your mouth, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just like a quarter of a pressing one of the keys down, you know.
Yeah.
Just, oh man. Yeah. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's a different beast.
Right, right. I've kind of daydreamed about like getting my kids into music and like how to go about doing that.
Yeah, you just gotta have stuff around, I think.
I think so too. And that's why I've like held on to all these, even though I don't play as much.
Yeah.
And all these, I'm pointing at the armory of guitars that I have hanging from the walls here. But I always like daydream about like making sure that my kids are surrounded by musical instruments and able to like just pick something up, and if they want to just, you know, jam or just noodle on something, you know, that's like, it's like one of my kind of dreams to have that happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think I've got to get myself like back into it though.
You
know, cause I can't just like sit around and idly think that it's just going to happen.
Right.
You know,
it's got to plug these guitars in.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just blow some eardrums.
Yeah. Yep.
That giant amp over there in the corner.
Yeah. That thing's pretty impressive.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I love that thing. Pharrellen amplifiers. Good company.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want one.
You can't have that.
Okay.
Yeah. So in listening to this album, and I always kind of got this impression before too with the earlier recordings that you did for this, you've got to be a huge Prince fan, right?
I'm a big Prince fan.
Yeah.
What makes
it really comes through in this one?
Really? What makes you say it?
Just the style. Like, you don't sound like Prince, uh-huh. but there's definitely like an influence there.
Yeah.
Of your, like how you sing and how you carry yourself
mm-hmm.
on stage, like the way you move when you're singing too, mm-hmm. like that you can see in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Video is available at feellegs.com.
That's
Go
right.
check it out.
Yeah, Prince was a big influence.
Yeah.
I love the way he sings. I love the different registers of his voice.
Uh-huh.
Where he'll just be so high and then all of a sudden come down into this like mid-range that hits you in the gut or something.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because it can't be all up high, like, you know, all Curtis Mayfield, just so high, you know, the time.
Yeah.
I love when it comes down. So it's definitely an influence in my singing. And just feeling the music, just dancing is just kind of a part of how I feel it.
Yeah.
In my body, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
I like dancing a lot.
Have you ever seen Prince live?
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
I know.
Man, that surprises me.
Yeah, I have not. I don't remember when he came through Seattle. I wasn't here when he played.
Right.
Recently.
He played at the Showbox,
I know.
And it was like $275 for a ticket.
Yeah.
And like that was like the baseline
ticket. I have some friends who went.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that would have been a killer show because they were so small too. Like that's a pretty intimate setting
that's
for
crazy.
A Prince show.
The whole tour was like all about smaller venues, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's cool.
And that's how he got away with it too, is like he's charging $275 a ticket.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But man, people pay for it, that's
totally.
For sure. And that guy, like, from all accounts, like he's still got it too, man.
Yeah, have you heard Breakfast Can Wait?
Released, I don't think so.
He released that. It was a new recording he did. I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's ridiculous. But that's Prince, you know? It's like, I know you're late.
He's just such a fucking weirdo.
He's like, I know you're late. It's like morning or something.
Yeah,
He's like, I know you're late, but come on, girl. Breakfast can wait. Just one more time. Like, it's just hilarious. I like the song, though,
so did he kind of go, I don't even, like, that's not ringing a bell at all for me. Did he kind of go like the R. Kelly route where he's, like, telling a story?
I can't really remember the really kind of, like, what the lyrics do.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not like an R. No.
It's okay, it's not like that over the top. Okay.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
It's weird and sexy and Prince weird, you know?
Uh-huh.
And ridiculous. He goes into like a, he pitches the voice way up high at the end, like chipmunk style. And you're like, whoa. Most people who listen to it at that point, they're like, what? What's?
You guys from fucking space.
But
man.
I don't mind it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Totally go weird, you know? Why not?
Yeah. He's kind of like somebody, like when you just said that, it instantly reminded me of Janelle Monáe.
Uh-huh.
Are you into her at all?
Yeah, I am.
Man, she has got some pipes too.
Yeah, totally. I've seen her.
You have?
Yeah.
That would be a really good.
She's a great performer.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And she's like the female version of Prince.
Yeah,
I would say.
She's got the same kind of like moves.
Yeah. And definitely like a lot of probably a lot of influence with Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
Yeah.
Outkast.
I heard
stuff.
They kind of, yeah.
Oh, that's right. They
produced
kinda,
her or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Her first album.
Right.
That's right.
Protégé
right.
or something.
Right, right. Yeah. So have you ever seen Purple Rain?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but.
Should I watch it? Like, I think it's available on Netflix right now. I don't know. I've never had, like, the urge
to
see it.
Is it streaming on Netflix right now?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, you definitely should.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone should. That's
I want to get that from a big Prince fan.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've never really even had like the urge to check it out or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'll have to do that then.
There's a great Prince just a biography, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's out that I've been wanting to read cuz I'm so curious about just his life. His name is fucking Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought it was like a, you know, moniker or something.
Right, right.
Because he's always naming other people, you know? Like Carmen Electra and stuff. He named Carmen Electra. He's always...
What?
Like, yeah. He's
really?
Like, yeah. Totally.
Shut up.
I don't know. It's true.
That's how she got the Carmen Electra name?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The guy's a genius.
Totally. He is. Holy but yeah, shit. You should definitely see Purple Rain.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's yeah. That's all I need. I just need a little push.
Yeah.
You know, from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's coming up for Legs, man?
Let's see.
Coming up next?
We're writing a bunch of new material.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Okay.
And just developing, just digging in more into the sound of the band. Checking out new and different synthesizers, different sounds. Jack's playing a Prophet, the Dave Smith synthesizer on the EP. And that's a whole beast, just like digging into that synth.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And we're also looking to tour actually in South America, like probably spring.
Okay.
I just talked with the boys this morning about it.
Cool.
Yeah. 'Cause one member is actually living in Lima.
Your bass player.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he's helping to kind of like set that up. We all want to go because the director of the High Time video is Ecuadorian. The brothers are Ecuadorian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Juan Miguel and Herman Marin.
And that's the drummer and the bass player?
And the bass player, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Holding down the rhythm section.
Yeah, totally. It's great. It's great to have the bro.
Yeah.
Connection. Yeah. So we're looking to do a little tour down there. Oh, I was going to say that the director of the video is Ecuadorian.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot of like attention in Ecuador. So we're like, might as well jump on it. You know?
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, and your shows that you guys put on in New York are going pretty well.
They've been going great.
Yeah.
People have been coming out and dancing.
Good deal.
Having a really good time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So do you have any shows coming up?
We haven't lined up anything for 2014. I'm not sure what it's going to look like. Two of the members are out of the country for like most of, for part of January.
Right,
so it'll probably
right.
be February is my guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If you're in the New York area.
Yeah, totally. And go and check out, keep up with them. You can check them out.
Feellegs.com.
And you guys also have a Facebook page
and
Bandcamp and
all that good stuff.
So so go look for them on there. Well, Tito, it's been a real pleasure chatting with
you.
It
has.
We covered
a lot of ground.
We did, just like last time.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, last time we talked about finding adult magazines
That's
in
right.
the woods.
That's right.
Which, you know, apparently a lot of people have.
Uh-huh.
Did I ever tell you that we got like a ton of email after that episode?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like people telling their stories about where they
They're
found
like
porn when they were kids.
Totally just identifying with
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Apparently it's not just an Indianola thing. It's a national phenomenon.
Yeah, well, that's scary.
Yeah, it is, right? My friend Luke likes to say that it's adult magazines are what does he say? It's indestructible. You can't
get rid of it.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly what he says. Anyway, that was terrible. We're just going to cut that out.
Yeah.
So keep up with Legs, everybody.
Yeah.
And thank you once again, Tito, for coming on the show. It's been
My
a
pleasure.
Real pleasure.
Yeah.
Of course, you can find out more about us at our website, air-raid.net. That's airraid.net. And also on Facebook. And Twitter at Air Raid Net. Follow us on there. Get all your news for the Air Raid world, right? Let's see. What else was I going to say? I was going to say one more thing. I totally forgot. I guess it doesn't matter.
Legs. Yeah.
That's it.
Feel legs.
We're going to go out today with the song Sword and Stone by the band Legs. You wanna add anything? Anything
no.
else to plug?
No, it's been a pleasure.
Right.
I'm really proud of the music.
Yeah.
This last song is a little bit more rock and roll, which is kind of fun. A lot of the stuff is more just dance oriented.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
one just gets a little bit crazier and a little wild. I'm really into like fusing all kinds of kind of styles into dance music, and this one gets more into the rougher edge.
Awesome.
I think, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I liked the song. I liked the original version of this song and the full band and stuff, man. It sounds great.
Thanks,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, you guys are doing awesome. So best of luck in all your future endeavors.
Thank
Tito.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sword and Stone, everybody. We'll be back next week with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Brand new episode next week, so make sure to tune in. Tell your friends. Sword and Stone. Have a good week, everybody.
Till it falls into place and it'll rest right there, buried by the sword and stone. Bless my heart, think I need a place to rest this blame. Lead me on, direct me to the sword. Lead me on, direct me to the sword and stone.